Support for On the Scene comes from the Soundbar OKC Vinyl Bar Lounge, also offering records and audio gear for purchase in its loft living room environment. Open Wednesday through Saturday evenings at 712 Broadway on OKC's Automobile Alley. Playlists and more at thesoundbarokc.com.
This is On the Scene, giving you a look behind the curtains of Oklahoma's arts, culture, and entertainment worlds. I'm Brett Fieldkamp. With a similar focus on star power, larger-than-life personalities, and even competitive bravado, it's common to see the intersections between the worlds of music and sports, and everything from halftime shows to brand endorsements. What's maybe not as common, however, is a marriage of hip-hop and golf. But that's a market that's been cornered in Oklahoma City by rapper and shop owner Josh Salee. As one of the most recognizable names in OKC's hip-hop community, Salee has seen a string of national tours, headline slots, and streaming successes for records like 2025's Curse of a Thousand Roads, as well as launching his own indie label and recurring concert series. But in addition to the notoriety for his quick-witted lyricism and freestyle flow, Salee can also add golf shop owner to his resume. It might seem like an unexpected connection, but he says that for him, hip-hop and sports have always gone hand in hand. From sharpening his skills on youth sports trips to competing on the fields of ticket sales and streaming numbers, games that he says he found himself playing with no real direction or early expectations.
I always is going to go back to sports because that was just my life. But it was like I played on a traveling AAU team, basketball. They're all freestyling. And I'm like in my head like, oh, I think I'm doing better than them. And, you know, then you just give it a whirl and you get a great reaction. And, you know, YouTube was kind of coming around. So then I was just playing around with it and I got like guerrilla marketed into my first show. It kind of jump started and everyone was just thinking, whoa, like what's happening? So we would throw our own shows in the city and 300-500 people would show up. And it was like I still didn't really have any studio experience, didn't really have a refined pen. It really was never like the decision to do it. It was just like, wow, this is happening. Maybe we can make this work.
Making it work meant juggling his rising local status and increasingly high-profile MAF events, showcasing OKC's music, art, food, and fashion, with tours and major opening slots for hip-hop superstars like Mac Miller and Kendrick Lamar. Eventually, California came calling, and Salee left to try his hand in the Los Angeles scene. But he found himself settling back in Oklahoma City after the Hollywood grind and inflated stakes of LA left him lost, lonely, and separated from the creative niche he'd helped to carve back home.
You just miss your friends and the people you rely on, like, you miss your people. It's really like a home sweet home thing where it's just like, this is where I built myself as an adult. And I'm from Tulsa, but moved here 18, haven't left. And so it's like, for a long time, I just had the idea of like, I would like to build something here that is national, that does make an imprint outside of here, but it's here. That's kind of what it was for me is like, it is such a place to build. The city has just been like this and it's only getting bigger. And so I really wanted to be a part of that.
That mission would become 88 Rec, the record label and studio that he launched to grow and support rising artists from Oklahoma all the way to Australia. But that love of sport and the unique community that it brings was never far from his mind, and riding a recent surge of interest in the game, Salee decided to embrace his lifelong love of golf and share it with a new generation pushing back against its image of elitism and exclusivity by launching the Midtown OKC-based golf brand and vintage gear shop, Swing Easy.
Kind of had this idea where I was like, man, a golf shop would be awesome to just have and kind of create a culture around the sport. So it's kind of just like a, I don't know, what am I going to do next kind of thing. And, you know, that was just what I dawned upon. And then it kind of took off. I guess it's like golf's as much my persona as the music stuff. You know what I mean? Like I'm either doing one of those two. And it's like kind of just telling stories with golf is like the foundation of it. But same idea as starting a label or trying to get people to come to your show. It all encompasses community.
Salee admits there might come a time when he hangs up his mic and focuses full time on the shop, or even on the label and the concert events and showcases of younger talent. But until then, he's going to keep riding the same resilience that's brought him this far, and keep hyping the same community of OKC that he's returned to again and again.
It took some like trial and error and friendship and like, I think people probably respect any attempt at longevity. You know what I mean? And there's a point where you'll be washed. There's a point where I'll probably be like, not going to play near as much, but still going and still having, you know, courage and I'm not here to compete. I'm really here to just, I don't know what I'm doing. I just know I enjoy doing this and it's working and we're just trying to do the best we can.
You can keep up with both avenues of Josh Salee's works by following at Josh Salee on Instagram and visiting swingeasygolf.com. For On the Scene, I'm Brett Fieldkamp. Now here's Josh Salee with Time Zones.
stacks of road trips on it. Goes both ways if you're both in on it. But I don't trust the soul. Maybe this ain't really what I needed, but it seems to be working. Yeah, them demons were lurking, but I don't speak to the serpent. Only speak when I'm certain they will reap what they sow. That's the one thing I know, I feel it deep in my soul. Got to keep family close, cause most people tripping.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.